Welcome back to Rediscover, where we embark on a journey to rediscover Jesus
and how he continues to transform our hearts. I'm Kara.
And I'm Darby. And today, we're in a new studio.
Yes. This looks a little different than my house.
Yeah, and we're kind of nervous.
But we're really excited about this.
Yeah, we're really grateful for this opportunity. And we're actually filming this the day after we launched.
Yes.
So yesterday was the 15th, today's the 16th. And we've received so much love.
Yeah, thank you guys. We love you guys. We love you. Excited about where this is already going. And hearing from you guys and talking with you guys, we're just really excited.
Yeah, we feel very supported by you and the Lord.
Yeah.
Which is really, it's a good feeling. That actually leads perfectly into what I rediscovered this week, actually.
Perfect. Tell us.
We're just jumping right in.
Yes.
Okay, I've been in a bind. Okay, I've been in a bind. As you guys all heard on the first episode, I'm in cosmetology school, and I do sales.
Yes.
Right? And I've been, like, trying to give my all into both. And I've realized that I just can't serve two masters. Mm. They're both two things that need a lot of attention and need my time. The whole reason I'm telling this is because just, like, literally yesterday, actually, has been, like, the day where I've thought about this the most, like, what I should do.
Okay.
And I talked to the lady at the school, and I talked to my therapist, and I talked to my mom. Like, I need to make a decision now type of thing, whether, like, which one I'm going to dedicate. Probably the next year or more, too.
Oh, man.
And originally, I went to cosmetology school because I felt like I should. Like, I felt a really strong prompting, like I should. Mm. And so that's why I've continued, even though my heart's not really in it. But as I was praying yesterday, I just, like, had this feeling that the Lord, well, I felt the Lord tell me that he trusts me. Mm. And I feel like I'm just at this point in my life where, sure, he'll guide me. He'll always guide us. He'll always lead us. But I'm at this point where I think he's, like, letting me take the lead a little bit. And he's just, like, trusting me. And I feel like I've been a little distant from hearing him the last few months. I've had a hard time hearing him. I've had a hard time reaching out. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of you have felt that way. So you're not alone if you have. But it was, like, such a refreshing feeling to, like, for one, hear the Lord speak to me, but two, to have him just, like, trust me. And, like, I'll do what he wants me to do. But I'm also learning that he also wants me to do what I want to do.
Totally.
And there's, like, one side of it where I've felt so, like, stressed and feel like I'm not hearing him or not having enough faith to hear him. And then there's the other side where it's like this weight is lifted off my shoulders because he trusts me. And I love him for that.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. I feel like that is, like, one of my favorite things about God and about the Lord is that if we follow their path, and do what they want us to do, ultimately, it'll be what we would have wanted. Mm. And I think that's really cool that it's like you're seeing, like, this is what I want. The Lord trusts me, and this is his plan too. Mm-hmm. I think that's so beautiful. It's like the whole goal of life is to eventually have, like, our will and his will be the very same. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so beautiful. Like, I think that's a testament to you that the Lord is saying, I trust you, but I think he's also saying, you're following me. Mm-hmm. Like, we're right here. We're not like this. And I think that's so cool. That's, like, the goal of life is to walk like this and not like this from the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. It was a good feeling.
That is. That also reminds me, I've been rereading the Book of Mormon recently, and I've been reading in 1 Nephi, and one thing that's, like, stuck out, like, jumped out of the pages for me recently is just Nephi's constant line, his, like, famous line that says, like, if the Lord were to ask me to do anything, I know I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, the Lord provides a way is what Nephi teaches us.
Yeah.
And, like, over and over again, he's, like, asked to do these wild things or things that maybe he doesn't see make sense or maybe he doesn't really want to, but then it is what he would have wanted in the end. I think Nephi is also a perfect example of that.
Yeah. That made me think about how sometimes the Lord just, like, needs us to have experiences with following him and with doing something. Like, I was thinking of the scripture one of them you're referring to where he says, like, I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next verse is, nevertheless, I went forth. And I'm thinking about this in this story that I just told about how I was so freaking scared to go to cosmetology school. Like, I didn't want to. I wanted to stay at UVU. I didn't want to go. And that scripture just kept coming back to me, like, just trust me. Like, I know you don't know what's ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Never did I think I would be where I am now, like a year later, fully invested in a totally different career.
Yeah.
That's completely different. Like, not even the same as doing
hair. Not even close.
Selling cameras is not the same as doing hair. But I think the Lord needed me to have that experience for me to know that I could trust him. Even when I couldn't see past that wall, even. Mm-hmm. I just have this, like, image in my mind of, like, a cloudy, like, foggy wall that, like, he's asking me to, like, go through. And, like, I'm just so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm sure there are so many people out there who feel this. Like, the Lord's asking them to take this step, whether it's, like, a career or going on a mission or dating someone, having a baby, like, oh, I remember you telling me you were really scared.
Terrified to have a baby.
To have a baby, yeah.
Yeah, we put up these walls. I think we all do. These walls of fear, these walls of doubt, these walls of insecurity, these walls of shame, you know? And this, I feel like the only way to get through those walls is with Jesus on our side. And I love the scripture also in the Book of Mormon that says, I have engraven thee on the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. And I feel like, to me, that scripture means that, like, your walls are my walls. And, like, your fears and your shame and your guilt and your hardships, I'm right there with you. I'm feeling them, too. And I felt them, and I overcame them, and they're gone. So let's pull them down. I feel like that's what the Savior tells us all and holds our hand as we walk through those foggy walls with him.
Wow. That was really good. I totally agree. Oh, he is so good.
He is.
And I think I'm just having to, like, I'm rediscovering his grace. To be honest, I don't know that I fully discovered it in the first place, like, to the full extent that I want to.
I don't think any of us have. I think it's a lifelong journey.
Yeah, and it's something that I want to discover and then continue to rediscover.
I love that.
As we go on.
Deep in it.
What was your thing that you discovered?
Yeah, so actually today. When was today?
Great.
I was talking with my cousin, and we were talking about relationships and being married, and we were talking about the different ways we compliment each other, especially, like, between husband and wife, and how there's, like, different words that, like, a woman loves to hear that she's beautiful and different things. And a man loves to hear that he's strong and, you know, different things. And he's a great provider. Or we were talking about these different words. And actually, when I was driving here, I was thinking about that conversation again. I don't know why. It just, like, was, like, poignant in my mind. And then the Spirit whispered to me, what are the words that Jesus tells you? Like, what does Jesus tell you are? And I was like, And I thought about it for a minute, and I realized that he calls me daughter, and he calls me friend, And he calls me enough. He calls me worth it. And he calls me his. And I was thinking about how I just would love for everyone to know what their Savior calls them. And I feel like, to me, I've learned in different ways from prayer and from scripture, and especially from my patriarchal blessing. And I was just with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, and we do an FHE every night with our friends and family.
Every night?
Oh, not every night.
Every Monday.
Every Monday nights.
So every night.
Every Monday, every night, pull up to my house. Please don't. Every Monday night, though. And they gave a little devotional. It was so sweet. They talked about patriarchal blessings. And Sam, my sister-in-law, she shared that in her mission, she was challenged to read her patriarchal blessing and create two lists. And on the first list, she should write down everything it told her to do. And on the second one, she should write down everything that it told her she is. So a to-do list and an I am list. And so we all did that with her while we were there. We all took like 5 minutes. And it was really powerful to see what the Lord had to tell us. And it really built my testimony, and I feel like also allowed me to come a little bit closer to Jesus. When we can hear what Jesus has to say about us, it's really powerful. And he really does want to tell us that we are his friend, and that we are his, and that we are loved, and all these other things. And so I think, to me, that was something that I rediscovered, is that Jesus knows me and he loves me, and he sees things in me that sometimes I can't see in myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and he knows you better than Sterling knows you.
Totally.
He knows Christelle better than you know her,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy because she's literally a baby.
That's my tiny little baby.
How old is she? 5 months?
She's 5 months.
Oh, my gosh.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. I love that. It's so important for us to know who we are. And we all forget. Like, you rediscover that today.
Yeah.
Like, these simple things. Like, I am God's daughter. I am his. I love that. It reminds me of, do you know who Casey Baugh is?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. You'll love him.
Okay.
He's so good. He's, like, one of the biggest entrepreneurs in Utah.
Oh.
And he's a member, and he's so spiritual. And also just, like, super wealthy. And so, for one, he talks about how giving he is with his money and how it's blessed his life.
I love that.
But, two, he talks about, like, your identity and how that's like the most important thing to people. Like, some people will go like lengths to make sure that they are looked at the way they want to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like the most important thing to humans is how other people see them.
Yes.
And he has a weekly planning episode. Did you see that on my story? Oh, wait. Kara doesn't use Instagram a lot. She's great like that. I posted on my story. He has a podcast about weekly planning, like one episode.
Oh, cool.
And it is so good, Kara.
Okay, I'm gonna
like
listen.
It's a spiritual experience when I follow it.
Okay, let's listen I'm together, everybody.
It's so good.
Okay.
But what I love about it, the actual like putting my stuff into my week isn't the spiritual part.
Okay.
It's the part where he has us, for one, begin with like a gratitude meditation.
Love.
And it's so good. And then, and it's like, takes like 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a really emotional person. We both are.
Yeah, we are.
We were almost crying there.
Yeah.
But I start crying every time because I'm just thinking about all these things that I'm grateful for. Ties back to rediscovering the healing power of gratitude.
Yes.
Our second episode. I guess technically the first after the intro.
Yeah.
But there's this other part. So, okay, the gratitude exercise, mm-hmm. and then you say a prayer for, like, the people in your life. And then after that, you do a priming exercise by, I think it's Tony Robbins. You can just look it up on YouTube.
Okay, what's that?
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. It has you, like, start by doing this thing where your arms are going like this and you're, like, breathing.
Okay.
I don't know what it does, but it, like, calms your body.
Nice.
It's really interesting.
Okay.
You'll have to try it.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. Everyone's like, what?
It's like, hold up.
Yeah. And but then he's like, think about three, like we're going to think about three things that we're grateful for. And you're going to start with the first one. And it needs to be like super specific, like how you felt in the moment, the things you were feeling.
Okay.
And that is like just another part of gratitude. And it gets me so emotional. Like I remember the first time I was picturing myself getting home from my mission. Oh. And like the feelings I felt and like how grateful I was for my family and the experiences I had. And then like later in this weekly planning session, you write down who you are. And Casey Baugh talks about like how he says like, I'm God's son and I'm worthy and I'm kind and I'm loving and I'm caring and like all these things. And you write like a whole page of like all these things that you are, or as long as you can go, I guess.
Yeah.
And it really sets me back in the mindset of like, this is who I am. Like, there's like, I feel like there's this version of ourselves that's like really us.
Yes.
And I feel like we're really us when we're following the Lord. I have this friend who, him and his wife got married in temple. But then, like, over the years, she kind of just, like, fell off. Mm. And he, like, didn't really recognize her anymore because she's just a different person than she was when they got married.
Yeah.
But he's like, I know who she really is. Like, I know who she really is, and this isn't her. And we were just having this conversation about, like, who people really are. Mm-hmm. And we can know that as we, well, ask the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think we see that as we have experiences. So I think that was a good reminder for all of us, what you shared about how we need to remember who we are.
Yeah. And like in his eyes.
Yeah.
Is almost where we can see it best.
Yeah.
And not on our own and not compared to the world.
Not the world's eyes.
And not even compared to like anyone you know.
Yeah.
Like just like who are you in the Lord's eyes?
Yeah.
Because he sees us better than anyone.
Yeah. That was a good reminder for me. Now I need to go down who I'm going to do that patriarchal blessing thing.
It's really powerful.
That's a really good idea.
I need to finish it. I only did it for 5 minutes. The other thing I was thinking about when you're talking, someone, after I finished serving a mission, I'm pretty sure it was my cousin that shared this with me. She, after she finished her mission, she had said, the mission didn't change me. It just took away the parts of me that I'm not. And I think that is so beautiful. And I feel like, too, that is what the Savior does. He, like, brings us back, like you're saying, to who we really are. He just takes away those ugly parts, those parts of us that the world has put on us. The world has told us, you are this, you are that. Like, no, he helps us shed it off and take it off and be his and be like him.
Yeah. I think, well, that's beautiful, for one. I remember you sharing with me before, and it's so powerful. And it's reminding me, I think that we all know these things, and we're, like, rediscovering them, but, like, applying them is the hard part.
That's a good point.
And I think service is when we feel that. And the reason I think that, besides my own experiences, is back to this priming exercise.
Mm-hmm.
He has us imagine like light is like coming from the sky and like shooting through your body. And when I imagine it, I imagine like my body filled with like gold light. And then he tells you to like imagine that you're shooting this light from you to other people in your life.
Oh.
And I feel like I just I see that vision of like shooting this light to the people around me. And yes. I imagine that as me seeing who they really are and me seeing who I really am. And helping me get those ideas of who I'm not out of my mind, and those ideas of who other people aren't out of my mind.
Yes.
And when we can like love people, I think is when we truly see them and see ourselves
totally
for who we are.
I feel like I have to read this poem to you, I guess to all of you, about just this, like shooting light to other people. I gotta find it. This is not my plans. So let's see.
Let's see if she can find it.
If I can find it. If not,
hopefully
I'll give
she
you
can.
A summary. Okay, yes.
Wow.
Is that too long?
Let's do it.
Okay. This is called The Meaning of Life, and it's by Robert Fulcom. Okay, I think it just starts right here. So Robert Fulcom talks about going to philosophy and for school for a couple of days with really smart people of the world. He said, and it says it's in Greece, and there's this highly respected man who was teaching. And he ended his presentation, and he asked for questions. Robert raised his hand and said, I have a question. And he just said, what's the purpose of life? And everybody had a laugh, but the doctor slightly held up his hand, and he looked into the eyes to see if they were sincere. When he saw that they were, he talked about growing up in a really war-torn Greece. And it was just during the height of World War II. And he said, one day, I found a wrecked motorcycle. And I found a piece of the pieces of the side mirror. And I tried to put them back together, but they didn't fit. And I found a really big piece that was there. I kind of scratched it down, and I made it into this little circle. And I began to play with it as a toy. And I became fascinated by the fact that I could reflect light into dark places where the sun would never shine, into deep holes and crevices and dark closets. It became a game for me to get light into the most inaccessible places that I could find. I kept that little mirror, and as I went about growing up, I would take it out in idle moments and continue the challenge of the game. As I became a man, I grew to understand that this was not a child's game, but a metaphor for what I might do with my life. I came to understand I am not the light nor the source of it, but light, truth, understanding, and knowledge is there, and sometimes it will only shine in many dark places if I reflect it. I'm a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places of this world, into the blackest places, into the hearts, into the black places in the hearts of men, and change some things in some people. Perhaps others may see and do likewise. This is what I'm about, and this is the meaning of life.
Gosh.
Isn't that so gorgeous?
That's incredible. And so true.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
I feel like that is it. And if Jesus, which he is the light, then we are just to be that little mirror reflecting his light to other people.
Yeah.
And for sure, a huge way we do that is serving others.
Yeah.
And loving them as he would.
Yeah. I love that. It's just making me think of the people who need that light in their hearts.
Yeah.
And who I see, like, lack the feeling of Christ's love. And so I think I'm going to focus on that this week, of how I can share that love and that light. And... yeah, just spreading that light. We all know people who spread light to people, and it's just, like, contagious.
You do. You do, too.
But we need to, I think we need to be more bold about spreading that. And it's just simple things. Like, I can literally think back to one day in high school where my seminary teachers encouraged us and invited us to smile at people. And when I was walking back, this random girl, couldn't tell you who she is, have no idea. Random girl, I walked by her, biggest smile right in my eyes. Oh. And it just, like, made my whole day.
So cute that you remember that.
I know. And I have no idea who she is.
It's really cute.
She has no idea that she, like, changed my whole day. And that's just what we need to be for people. That's what Christ needs us to be for people.
Mm-hmm.
He needs for us to show them. He needs them to feel that love and that light. Because it's so dark.
It is dark.
And I want them to feel that love.
I love that. He is love and he is light.
He is love and he is light. Ugh. Well, you guys should do it too this week.
Yes.
We'll follow up.
Mm-hmm. Be that little mirror and shine a little bit of light into a darker place in your life or in someone else's life.
We're excited to hear what happens.
Yes.
And you do.
Put a little something on the story.
On the story.
To get some feedback back.
Feedback back. Give it to us. Well, thank you for listening. I think it's about our time. It's about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We strive for 20, so you got a little extra juice today.
Welcome.
Some extra juice from the Lord. But we love you, and we're so grateful that you're here
and yes. listening. I can't believe this is even real. Like, we're in shock right now. I don't think you even understand. Yeah.
I can't even believe that people actually listen to this, so thank you for actually listening.
Yeah, thank you. We love you so much.
We do. And keep sharing Jesus.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.